sorry, man, that I missed you there. I swear to God, I thought it was Thursday.
No problem.
I went out to get something to eat. What a fruitcake.
That's okay.
God damn. This is so funny, man. Remember about a year and a half ago, you did an interview with me with Stick.
Yeah, for Grace Guys.
For the Grace Guys. That was fucking
yeah,
great.
At that time, you were all excited about opening for Michael Schenker.
Michael Schenker, that's it. God.
And now he'd probably be happy to open for you now.
No. And then I remember, I think about a year later or so, I came up and gave you a tape of my new band, the Noisecape stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was up at the Georgia Strait office, and I said, hey, Steve, you want to listen to this, man? So things have changed a little bit.
Cool. So what's the status on Noisecapes there? I understand that you got a record deal for that as well.
Yeah, it's an 8-album deal for that.
Really?
I'm just trying to get all my shit together on this end of things so I can come out of it sane enough to do my project, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But it's funny because there's all the members of Noisecapes now, there's... you know, some guys that used to play in Caustic Daughter in it, and the drummer from Grace Guys is still in it, and the album's already half done, so we're just pounding away trying to get everything going now.
Is that your real baby there, as opposed to what you're doing with Vine?
You think? Yes, by every means, by all means.
Yeah.
There's not enough means to say that it is.
But in the meantime, you're doing all right in the Vice situation there?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's just, I'm stuck in this city, which I hate with such a passion, man.
L.A.?
You have no idea, Steve,
what's
man.
What's so bad about it, man?
When was the last time you were here?
Oh, I haven't been there in years.
Other than Disneyland, which is white corporate proletariat, there's nothing down here.
Mm.
And there's no seasons, yeah. Some people from Vancouver may say that it would be nice to get to a place where it's sunny all the time.
Mm.
But guess what? It's not. It sucks. I hate it. God. What about you, man? What have you been doing?
Still slaving away at the street here.
Yeah.
Doing lots of stories.
Yeah. How's that all going?
Oh, real good.
Right
yeah,
on.
I'm happy here.
Right on, man.
Is it true that you were a poster boy for Periscope at one time?
I helped Byron. Byron was in Caustic Thought.
Oh, yeah.
And, he's actually going to be down here today. I'm picking him up at 5.
Mm.
But he works for Periscope. And every now and then I'd be able to go out with him and go, okay, Byron, can I handle some posters? I did everything, man. You name it, in Vancouver, and I did it. You know, I worked at Earl's, 3 different Earl's restaurants for 2.5 years. And I worked at the A&W, and I worked at A&B Sound. And, you know.
I guess maybe Byron will be putting up posters for you now for the Vice.
I guess so, yeah. we're gonna be up there in
September 29th.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, can't wait.
It's cool that you're playing the Commodore.
Yeah, it's gonna be great, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. It's what's funny is it's the second show of the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be still pretty rough, I think.
Where's the first show? Seattle.
Portland.
Oh, Portland.
And then we go to Seattle the next day.
So, Devin, I wanted to get a little bit into how you hooked up with Steve there. I was wondering, did you really think you had a chance when you sent in your demo tape there?
Well, Steve, here's the scoop, my friend. Noisecapes is heavy,
mm-hmm.
right? Steve is not.
Mm-hmm.
When I sent away my demo for Noisecapes, I sent it away on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just to get signed for Noisecapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had no idea that Steve was looking for a singer. I had no idea that whatever. You know what I mean? And so I just sent it all out, and all of a sudden, you know, we got flown out to New York, and I got signed to Noisecapes and everything like this, to Relativity. And before they signed me, they said, hey, you know, there's this guy on our label that's looking for a singer. Do you want to just meet up with him and see how it goes? And I'm like, yeah, all right, let's give it a shot. So I met up with Steve, and we talked, and hey, you know, I mean, it's like you're cutting your balls off if you can do something and you don't, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like, so the, if when people ask me, you know, why did you do the Vi thing, it's like why did you climb that mountain?
Mm.
Because it was there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was it. I had no intentions of joining up to it. I had no intentions of, I know, I didn't really send a tape off for that reason. He just liked what I heard on my tape and asked if I wanted to give it a shot. And I didn't even hear the music until the day before we were recording, you know what I mean?
Did you guys hit it off right away then, personally?
Me and Steve?
Yeah.
We're sort of like opposite sides of a coin.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, we get along, but I mean, we give each other ulcers. You know what I mean? It's like, it's pretty funny.
What do you think of his guitar playing?
The guitar playing? He's an amazing guitar player. Mm-hmm. But like I say to everybody who asked that question, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, I play guitar and everybody and their dog plays guitar. And I mean, he's an amazing guitar player, but guitar just doesn't really impress me that much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, if he was a great bassoon player or something, I'd be able to say, wow, he's the master of the bassoon. But as far as guitar goes, yeah, he's a good player. I just don't really analyze his playing that much because it's never meant too much to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you're more into the music that's really really kind of out there on the fringe area.
Yes, definitely. Uh-huh. Definitely. But it's pretty funny because you kind of get labeled when you're doing other sorts of projects. You know? Mm. It's like I'm really into the heavy stuff right now. You know what I mean? Vancouver's got some cool shit going on there as well.
Like what?
Oh, there's a friend of mine's band. They're called Process. Mm. They play at Lunatic Fringe, and they're great. And Caustic Thought are great. And, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's the bass player in my band is in a band. I think they call themselves like Juggernaut or something now.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
His name's John Tazchuk. They used to be in a group. Used to be in a group called Groove Is the World.
Oh, right, yeah.
That used to be playing around, and he's a bass player for my band.
How do you spell his last name?
T-A-S-C-H-U-K, and his first name is spelled J-O-N.
Okay, great, yeah.
And they're playing around. And there's a bunch of bands that are playing around Vancouver that are just killer, man.
All right.
And it's like, I swear to God, Steve, man, if I had a choice, I'd be up there gigging away right now.
Do you think with sort of the connections that you have now that you see yourself possibly helping some of these bands too?
That's the thing, man. It's like I've been given every band that I know. I've been giving them addresses and everything to send their stuff. And if anybody wants to send me any sort of tape, I'll do what I can with it. Because I mean, fuck, if I've got my connections, then what am I going to do with them? You know, they look all nice and in a book and everything like this. But I'd much rather help out people that have helped me out in the past.
Yeah.
But it's funny, you know, because it's like. That's exactly it. When anybody tries to rail me for, because you know it's funny. There's, and can you hang up 2 seconds?
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, sorry, man.
No problem.
It's like as far as there's a lot of people that are going, hey, man, that's great. You know, it's a good situation to be in and everything like this. But and it is. It's a really good situation to be in. And I mean, but there's the odd person that tries to rail me for it because I was into heavier stuff before I started.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, the only thing I can say to them is fucking. I've made more connections in the past 10 minutes than they will in the next 2 years, so you know, you can pretty well suck my dick.
Do you have an address you'd like printed for people for musicians to send you stuff?
Fuck yeah, man. If you want to send anything at all, you know what I mean? I printed an address in Meat Magazine that no longer, it's going to be there, but it'd be best to send it to my address in Vancouver.
Okay, which is?
736... 736 East 26th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's Vancouver, BC.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you got a postal code there?
Let me think. You know what the best bet would be?
Mm-hmm.
This address.
Okay, what would that be?
Send it to 5940
mm-hmm.
Manola Way.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, Ashley. One more time, okay?
Okay.
1325
mm-hmm.
Sierra Bonita Avenue.
Okay.
Apartment 120.
Okay.
That's Hollywood, California.
Uh-huh.
90046.
All right, man.
And send it directly to me.
Okay.
And anything. If anybody's got any bands they want, I will, you know, I'll scope them out, and if I think they're cool or whatever, I'll send them to anybody else. And if anybody just needs any answers or anything, fucking give me a call.
That's mighty generous of you to offer the time to do that.
Well, the thing is, man, it's like fucking, this is just, the music industry is such a joke. I went to this fucking MTV Awards last night,
yeah.
And it's like a 4-hour-long commercial. You know what I mean? I mean, it's such a crock of shit, and it's like everybody thinks that, you know, it's to be revered once again, and I mean, that's just such a crock of shit, because I mean, it's like if I start getting all high and mighty and everything and buying flashy clothes and everything, and then all of a sudden the projects fall through and I'm back working at AMB Sound, you know, how am I going to go back to my friends, you know what I mean? Walk up to them in a big shiny jacket and go, hey guys, remember me? I was the guy that dissed you. You know what I mean? So I mean, fuck anything I can do. If anybody wants to send a promo package, send it here, man. I'll fucking do what I can.
Your attitude.
Fuck yeah. happening. It's the same thing with gray skies.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you were doing the interview, how fucking psyched I was? I was just like, God, man, the only thing I want to do is just work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's one of the shitty things about being down here, is all of a sudden you get thrust into a situation where everybody's going, relax.
Mm.
You know? Take your time. You're okay now. And I'm like, fuck, man, I'd go out in a chicken suit with a sandwich on, if that's what it took, instead of sitting at home watching fucking videos. You know what I mean?